Just 5 minutes ago, I was driving and I passed, I guess it was a hair salon, but what I saw was a big sign on the road that said, "Life isn't perfect, but your hair could be." And that got me thinking. I'm not sure what it means to have perfect hair. I mean, I guess there are those mavens that like could see a hairdo and know if it's a perfect one or not. I'm not that type. I mean, I guess I know what nice hair looks like, but I'm not sure what it means to have perfect hair. But the Baal Shem Tov said that everything that we see, especially if it makes you laugh, has to be a hayron of Avodas Hashem, has to teach you something about serving Hashem. So it got me thinking, what does it mean? So life isn't perfect, but your hair can be. So what would it mean to have the perfect hairdo? Well, I guess that's a very subjective thing, because people have different tastes. I mean, I could tell you, I don't know about a hairdo, but I could certainly tell you what would be a perfect steak or a perfect slice of pizza, but there would be those that would disagree with me because they'd like their steak well done, or they'd like their pizza with a little less tomato sauce. So seemingly perfection, by definition, is always going to be relative. I don't think there's anything in the world that every single person in the world would agree is perfect. Well, I don't know, maybe some steaks. But perfection is something that's always going to be subjective. And I was thinking, but we all believe that when Mashiach comes, will be the perfection of reality. That's what we believe. It will be the perfect world. That's what the prophets spoke about. That's what we believe. But I guess I'm assuming people will have bad hair days when Mashiach will come also. And I'm assuming that the stakes will also sometimes will not always going to come out perfect. What will it mean to be a perfect world? What does it mean that we're waiting for Mashiach, the world will be perfect? It does almost seem silly. It almost seems childish. Again, perfection won't stop being subjective. And seemingly, we're not going to become robots, and therefore none of us are going to end up becoming perfect. I assume we'll still miss spots when we wash dishes and stuff. But I think maybe the pshat is, there's only one thing that's perfect, and that's Hashem. And when Mashiach comes, the world will become the dwelling place of God. God's infinite light will be revealed in every detail of reality, and that is what will make it perfect. It's not the object or the person or the hairdo by themselves that could become perfect. It's the fact that God is going to be revealed in it that makes it reach its perfection. It is specifically in an imperfect, finite world full of dry stakes and lousy hairdos that God's infinite being wants to dwell. And when God will be revealed here, it will reach its perfection, which means for us now that perfecting the world in the truest way is changing our consciousness and awareness of the fact that everything is united with Hashem, is realizing that God is everywhere and everything is within Hashem. That's what perfects reality. And so yes, even though we all have to do our best to act, speak, and do as much as we can to perfect the world, tikkun olam, actively, but essentially what we need to know is that the perfection of reality bringing Mashiach is about our inner world connecting everything with Hashem, being aware of God's indwelling reality always. That's the ultimate perfection of reality. That's what brings Mashiach. Until now was the recording I did on Friday. I recorded myself on a Friday right after I passed that hair salon. But over Shabbos, I've been thinking, what does this have to do with the Beis HaMikdash? What does this have to do with building the third Beis HaMikdash, which is what we're learning about these weeks? And obviously, if this hair salon was what God put in front of me on Friday, it means it had to be somehow connected to the Beis HaMikdash. But then I remembered the teaching of the Alter Rebbe in Likutei Torah, the beginning of Bamidbar, where the Alter Rebbe teaches what's the reason that in the Torah, the Mishkan, the tabernacle, is always known as the Ohel Moed. The Ohel Moed. The tent of meeting. So, of course, the simple explanation is because that's where Moshe spoke to Hashem, that's where we meet Hashem. But the Alter Rebbe explains, based on the Pasuk, it's worthwhile opening it up. Open up Exodus chapter Shmos, Perek Chavtes, Pasuk Membez and Memgimel. Chapter 29, verses 42 and 43. And there the Torah says, you know why it's called Oel Moed? Because V'nei Adati Shamal B'nei Yisrael, which Rashi translates, it means I will forbring with them, I will meet them there. But the Alter Rebbe says that V'nei Adati, hasn't it the words V'nei Dati, from the etymological connection to the word Das, Ohel Moed means a place of Das, which is Hiskashus V'dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Neshamas Yisrael, the connection of Hashem with our souls. To have Das means to open oneself up to the awareness and consciousness of God's presence. And so in very simple English, making the world into an Ohel Moed, making the world into a tent of meeting with God, perfecting the world means that no matter what's going on in your life, and there are going to be bad hair days, and you're going to get served dry, chewy, really bad steaks, and you're going to miss spots and dishes and all sorts of other horrible things are going to happen in life. We have no choice over that. We can't control that. But what we can do is perfecting even that by bringing God into it, by having Das, V'nei Adati Shama, by even here in these journeys of horrible steaks and hairdos and having to go to lawyers and doctors and accountants, all these things, having Das, and still being aware that this is all part of bringing the awareness of God into everything, and that is how you perfect even things that aren't perfect. And then not only the hairdo will be perfect, but the world itself will become perfect when it will become the Ohel Moed, the tent of meeting with Hashem. May we see it today with the coming of Mashiach.